Good morning, backstage. Or good afternoon, good whatever time of day or night it is where you are. Good life, I hope you're enjoying life. This is the New Year, New You questionnaire by Fairly Average Joe. Submissives tagged me a couple days ago to do this, and I've been procrastinating a little bit because it's halfway through January. It's hardly appropriate to be doing New Year's stuff. And I've long since missed the peak of the bell curve. But here we are. I was tagged. I gotta do it. So, question number one. What is my opinion of New Year's resolutions? Do I believe in them? And do I have any this year? In general, I think they're kind of bogus. Although, you know, if it works, it works. Do I believe in them? Well, I can't say no, because I've actually had one in my life that I've held on to. I made a New Year's resolution a few years ago that I would make my bed every day, because it takes very little time, and there's something so nice about coming home to a bed that's made at the end of the day. And I still do it. So, yes, I do believe in them, and there are none this year. Number two. What is the best thing to happen to me in 2016 in real life and on GWA? The best thing in real life is that I gained a level of stability that I've not had since I was in college. And I realized that being in college is a low standard of stability, but for me it really was. And this year I had a real job, a seasonal job, but it was real and it was stable, it had benefits. It was a really big deal for me. It was a really big deal for me. And on GWA, the best thing that has happened is that I've been getting the right kinds of attention. Or I've been noticed by the kinds of people I'd hoped to be noticed by for the things that I want to be noticed for. Notably, my questionable sense of humor, but my work as well. I didn't join GWA to be the most popular. I have niche interests and niche skills, but it's a really big accomplishment for me that I get a comment on every audio. It's thrilling. Number three, the last text you sent will shape the upcoming year. What does it say? So, my last text message says, My computer doesn't want to work, so I'm sending you my journal from last night here. I'm so sorry it is late, it won't happen again. I will leave it up to you to decide the context for that. God. Okay, number four. Do you hope to give or receive more GWA-related orgasms this year? Oh, it's all about the giving. That is not even a contest. It's all about giving. Number five, what was my biggest GWA challenge for 2016? The big challenge was willing myself to move away from things that I knew would get me more comments, because comments feel so good. And instead doing more things that I want to do, more of the subject matter that I want to be doing. For me, recording is not difficult. Posting is a little bit, but not really. It's knowing that that's what I really want and choosing to go after what I actually want instead of the momentary high of comments has been quite the challenge. Number 6. 3 words that describe 2016 and 3 words for 2017. 2016 was surreal and confusing and hard. 2016 was not a great year for me. That's not true. 2016 was a great year for me, but it was also a very not great year. It's all about outlook, so I'm choosing to have a positive outlook. 2017, the hope is it will be also confusing. That's my plan for this year, is to work through a lot of my confusion. It's an important year, and it should be fun. I really hope it's fun. Number 7, 2017 has just begun. Is there anything I'm proud of or regret yet? I don't regret anything yet. However, it's only been 2 weeks. I am proud of things that I've chosen to say yes to. It's very tempting in real life to hide and to not to go out and do things, because I could sit on the computer, and I haven't. I've been going out with people in real life and doing things, and I'm proud of myself for it. Question number 8. If I could trade lives with anyone for the month of March this year, who would I choose and why? Well, this is a weird question, because I don't know that much. I actually went and Googled March, because I don't know that much about it. And what I've come up with is that I would like to trade places with the florist. A florist for the month of March. Goodness, speaking is difficult. Because I imagine March for a florist must be an exciting month, because the seasons are changing and new flowers are coming in, and there must be a certain amount of excitement as they're waiting for spring to begin. My favorite seasons are fall, autumn, and winter, so I need somebody who I would need to trade places with somebody who has a reason to be excited for spring. If you wanted someone specific, meh. I don't know. I can't think of a single specific person that I would want to trade that with. Number 9. What is your biggest personal change from January to December 2016? The single biggest personal change, and I had a lot of them last year, is that I kind of came out. I came out as submissive to myself, to the people in my life that information is relevant to, and I decided that it is something I want in my life. It is a very important part of me, and I made the decision last year that I won't choose to ignore it anymore. I won't just deal without expressing it. A huge number of the other personal changes come from that, and there are other ones. I decided to quit my career path and alter course. So, all kinds of stuff. Last year was all over the place. And number 10. Everyone has that one kind of audio they really want to hear on GWA. What do I want to hear in 2017? Be specific. So, I'm choosing a specific type of audio that I would like to hear. obviously a lot of the stuff that I really enjoy hearing is already on GWA. A lot of the harsher, well, like through my post history, you know what I like. I would like to see more female for female audios with things like breastfeeding and women 69ing. I am not particularly lesbian, but it feels like a huge opportunity that is, as far as I can tell, is fairly unexplored here on GWA. And I was going to contribute to that before too long. Hint, hint, wink, wink. So, that is my New Year, New You questionnaire. Hopefully I don't come off as too much of a hot mess. I'm a bit of a hot mess, but hopefully that's part of why you guys like me, right? All right. Have a good rest of your day, rest of your life. Have a good rest of your life. Thanks for listening.